Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today, because that what? That sauce is crazy.
That's my homeboy. This is Barbecue Bob. We are the Grilling Guys. We are without our man Jop today, so he's been replaced by Shasta from Old World Olive Press. Am I saying that right?
You are.
I keep getting the impression that it's not press.
No, it is.
Okay.
Old World Olive Press.
And then how do you say your last name the proper way? Because I...
Face.
Yeah.
Just like your face.
It's not Shasta, it's Shasta.
Correct.
Shasta face.
Pasta, yeah.
Shasta like pasta.
Yeah.
Okay, and you now have a store. Are you open on Monroe Center here?
We are. We opened the first week of December, and I got to tell you, Grand Rapids rocked that store.
Really?
They did. What an awesome following we've had.
Okay, we're talking about a store that... And Shasta here has been on the show with us a couple times and really taught Jop and I a ton about balsamics. We thought we knew, but we didn't. Guess what? And, you know, it's been so wonderful because I've just really expanded my grilling so much with a more of an enhanced, I don't know what to say, an enhanced flavor, bringing the whole profile of the food up. Mm-hmm. With the balsamics and the different balsamics. I mean, I always loved using balsamics and balsamic reductions, but until I started tasting all these different flavored balsamics you've got, I mean, I literally had no idea until about a year ago that there were really that many out there.
Yeah.
And I think it was about a year ago when I went into your shop the first time.
Yeah.
And you were in here. But so let's talk just a little bit before we get into what we're really supposed to be talking about. If Jop was here, this would drive him nuts because he can't stand it when I change a topic, so I get to do it today. Let's talk a little bit about what you can do with flavor profiles with balsamics. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were talking earlier. I said, man, those things taste so good, you can just drink them. You could make a drink out of it. You could literally flavor, mm-hmm. like if you do Bloody Marys.
Right. Yeah, the one I brought you today actually makes a pretty mean Bloody Mary. It's a Serrano honey. It's one of our newer products that we've just brought in, and we're having a hard time keeping it on the shelf. The people that like spicy, hot flavor, this is it.
Okay, and a Serrano is a pepper. I love
Correct.
Serrano peppers.
Yep.
I use them in some of my, I make salsas and stuff
yeah.
and can them up in the fall usually.
Yep.
Relish blends and stuff. And Serranos are, it's again, just another different flavor for a pepper.
Correct.
Kind of hot.
Yeah,
it is. Not wicked hot, though.
No, it's not too bad. If you've been in and sampled the jalapeno, that one's got a nice little zip, but I'll tell you, doesn't hold a candle to this Serrano. And the honey, if you're not a honey fan, there are some people out there that are not, it's very secondary to the heat and the flavor from the pepper.
That's going to be just a very cool. What would you use that on other than a Bloody Mary?
You know, I'll tell you, your jerky you're talking about, I know you're trying to extract a lot of moisture out of the jerky when you make it, but that can add a nice layer of flavor in jerky.
Wow.
Ribs, if you do ribs on the grill, add a little bit of this to your barbecue rib sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Pork. Pork. Chicken.
So would you say that you could use that in your marinades with the Worcestershire or anything like
Absolutely.
That? Or in lieu of Worcestershire?
Absolutely, yeah. You sure could. Anything that you would typically use, Tabasco or any sort of heat when you're looking to kick that flavor up, you could use this vinegar.
But you'd want to go easy on it because balsamics are very condensed.
They
actually... I think when you put them into something, they go a lot farther than what you might think. They
yeah.
can overwhelm the flavor if you're
they
not
can.
Careful.
And I think that's probably been the misconception with a lot of people is, whoa, the price for a balsamic vinegar, that they're going to blow through the bottle. And, you know, you really don't.
You don't.
You don't. You
I mean, you've given
bit.
Me a couple different bottles now, and honestly, I still have, I shouldn't tell you this, but I still have two or three up in my closet that are my wife actually, Maureen, made me a beautiful little area. Just for all my balsamics and
it.
EVOs.
I love it.
So you've got a designated part of our kitchen.
You can tell her personal thank you from me.
You just did. So anyway, if you just tuned in, we are the Grillin' Guys, and it's now the Grillin' Guys and Gals on 107.3 WBBL-FM every Saturday from 9 to 11. You can catch us on thegrillinguys.com on the interweb. And if you are a Facebook freak, you can go to Facebook.com/TheGrillinGuys and like our page. And because there's only like three people that like us right now, and we'd like to bump that up to 10 by the end of the day.
I like you.
Okay, good. Well, we'll hold you to that. And then, of course, Twitter. But we're going to talk a little bit later about a grilling club we're putting together, and I see you fitting right into that grilling club.
It.
I've already, Rockford's it.
Yeah.
That grilling club, it's got to do one of the meetings at your Rockford store.
Perfect.
We've got some cool events coming up also. February 18th, Jop and I are taking the show out to Murray Lake, which is up in, like, I don't know, Vergennes Township or Belding, somewhere up there. And there's some friends of ours that have a pond hockey tournament every year. And it's just going to be crazy. There's a few hundred people that end up on the northwest side of Murray Lake on the frozen part because that lake's full of springs, doesn't freeze real well. But we're going to do our show out there, and they're going to smoke a pig, and I don't have to grill or anything. All I'm going to do is show up, do a show, and, like, eat a bunch of smoked pork.
That's amazing.
I might even have, like, a glass of some nice red or something there.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
If we can...
Bloody Mary with a Serrano.
That sounds pretty good, too.
There you go, yeah.
But that's going to be on February 18th, and I have to talk to Matt. And Matt Peel is the one putting it on, and I have to talk to him and see if our listeners can pop out there or not. But now that I've said Matt Peel, all you have to do is go in the phone book and figure out where he lives on Murray Lake on the northwest side. It's a secret location. So that's going to be fun. Coming up, we're going to go through our grilling club. We're going to talk a little bit about how that's going to work. And then we're going to talk about the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl that's coming up, the new bowl game. And, yeah, lots of cool stuff. So we are the Grillin' Guys and Gals on 107.3 WBBL.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.